Welcome back. You're with the news at one. This time yesterday, Paul Given had become the sixth person to take up the job as First Minister of Northern Ireland after being nominated by mentor and party leader Edwin Poots. This lunchtime, the 39-year-old is still in the job, but the man who put him there against the expressed will of almost all his party's assembly members and MPs is gone. Just 21 days after the first contest to lead the North's biggest party, the DUP will look for another one after a revolt over the move by the British government to bring in laws on the Irish language if Stormont fails to by the autumn. A short time ago, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, said now is the time to maintain steady engagement with the parties in the North.
It has been a very turbulent 24 hours. I think it's very important that we all work collectively on the island towards maintaining stability and calm heads, staying focused on what is important to the people within Northern Ireland, which is a government and that can work on fundamental pressing issues in terms of restoration of health services, continuing to deal with COVID-19 and indeed the broader economic issues. And the government will work with all parties and with the British government to protect the institutions of the Good Friday Agreement and to work to ensure the continuation of the Assembly and the Executive. It's been a very difficult period, but again, as I say, it's important that we stay focused on the issues. We'll obviously work with the new leadership, that's a matter for the Democratic Unionist Party, whoever emerges as their leader, and we will work constructively with their new leader. It's been personally a very difficult time for the outgoing leader, Edwin Poots, but I think it's important that we maintain relationships, obviously, and that we work constructively together with all parties. And I think having met many people in the North over recent times, there was a really genuine desire for politics that works and for a government system and structure that works. And I think it's important that we all work towards that end, particularly in the context of an unprecedented pandemic.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin, with the help of some seagulls, calling for calm heads. Let's go to Belfast and speak to Vincent Kearney, our Northern editor. Where are the DUP this lunchtime, Vincent?
In meltdown, it would appear, Gavin. Certainly in a bit of a mess. Many senior DUP members last night and this morning not answering their phones. Those who do answer their phones say the party, that, in their own words, is indeed in a mess. They're quite concerned about where they go from here, because no one can quite believe what has happened to this party in the recent weeks, and certainly in the past 24 hours. You know, yesterday morning, Edwin Poots thought he was in a position of real strength. He nominated his friend and ally, Paul Given, to be First Minister. As far as they were concerned, that was deal done, and they were looking forward to a period of what they called stable government. And wow, did that go wrong. It unravelled very, very quickly when it emerged that there were deep divisions within the DUP, that there had been an overwhelming vote against nominating Paul Given as First Minister. And Edwin Poots went from being looking comfortable and feeling comfortable as leader to being ousted within a matter of hours. I mean, his ousting was probably even more brutal than that of Arlene Foster, which of course he helped orchestrate.
Is Paul Given's position as First Minister secure?
It certainly is not at this stage, Gavin, because he was such a close friend and ally of Edwin Poots. He nailed his colours very firmly to his mast. So he wasn't part sort of the Jeffrey Donaldson camp. Jeffrey Donaldson shares an office with them in Lisburn, but Paul declared his hand for Edwin Poots. So he's there, in many ways, a lame duck First Minister, because his own assembly members didn't want him nominated. The majority of the MPs didn't want him nominated. They believed it was strategically a mistake because of that deal between the British government and Sinn Féin on Irish language. So he's there at the moment. I would say he probably has very few supporters within the DUP at this stage. And given the fact that the person who promoted him, who nominated him, and who has been cheerleading for him, Edwin Poots, is now going, there's a consensus that Paul Given's days are numbered.
We'll talk about the Irish language shortly, but if a new leader is elected or coronated, as may be the case, Would they want to choose a new First Minister, or maybe even themselves?
It's not clear yet. It depends who it is. If, for example, it's Geoffrey Donaldson, he could not nominate himself because there's a dual mandate rule. So he can't be an MP at Westminster and a member of the Stormont Assembly at the same time. What he could do is nominate someone else. Now, one name that has been mentioned is the former Economy Minister, Diane Dodds, who, of course, was sacked by Edwin Poots within recent weeks. He could possibly install someone on a temporary basis because Geoffrey Donaldson has had now 5 terms as an MP at Westminster. Sources close to him have said that about a year ago he said that perhaps this would be his last term as an MP. So there is some thinking that Geoffrey Donaldson could stand for the Assembly next year. Now, if he did that, he would then be in a position to become First Minister as well.
Vincent, in the same way that at the weekend we heard Sinn Féin briefing very clearly, no Irish Language Act, no nomination of a Deputy First Minister, could any new leader look for a similar deal? In other words, what price could they exact for nominating a new First Minister?
Well, it wouldn't appear to be a revoking of that deal between the British government and Sinn Féin. Downing Street today said that the Northern Ireland Executive, if it hasn't progressed Irish language legislation by the end of September, the British government will bring legislation through Westminster in October. So the British government is sticking to that line. But the protocol is the big target for the DUP. It was a target for Edwin Poots, but Geoffrey Donaldson has been banging on about the protocol for some time. Now, there has been some talk, Gavin, that perhaps at the end of this month, the British government might unilaterally extend grace periods on chilled meats like sausages coming into Northern Ireland. So I've said it's very likely that Geoffrey Donaldson might push very hard on something like that. Say to the British government, you know, show me the colour of your money. You did this for Sinn Féin, so you must intervene and do something for the DUP, and the DUP price would be something on the protocol, and certainly in the first instance it would almost certainly be an extension of those grace periods. Now, of course, Europe has said if that happens, they will retaliate. But the British government will find itself, I'm sure, under intense pressure to deliver something. And at that stage, Sinn Féin would almost certainly complain that the British government had intervened in such a way. But I think then Brandon Lewis would say to Sinn Féin, well, if it's good enough for the British government to intervene in Irish language, it's also good enough for the British government to intervene on the protocol.
Let's go back to the Irish Language Act, the promise by the British government to legislate for if Stormont wouldn't, which so incensed the DUP, as you were saying. Let's hear from some of those in support of the Act now. Gail Scullin in the North, wearing red today to show their support. Bunscoil Phobail Perrishta is the first and biggest Gaelscoil in Northern Ireland. Our reporter Áine Ní Gallagher went to the school, the first and biggest Gaelscoil in the North, and spoke to children and school principal Seamus O'Toole earlier.
Achilleagh is important because it gives us our rights as Irish people.
It's important to protect the Irish language because it's very important.
I would like an Irish Language Act because we can give it to our kids, we can teach our kids Irish, and we can speak to our kids in Irish, and we can show it out in public and on walls, and every time that there's English writing somewhere, we can have Irish as well.
An Irish Language Act for our school community and for all Irish medium school communities would be massive. You know, we're on the road here 50 years from this September, so we've a half century on the road for the school and for the sector, and for to be waiting, I suppose, 50 years, it's a bit too long in our view. Although we've been battling and fighting from day one, from the school was founded. The founders had started with no recognition, no financial support, worked for 14 years until the mid 80s without recognition, to finance the fundraise, and to get the school the recognition that it deserved until it officially came in the mid-80s. But the Irish language now has 95 different schools, different schools throughout the north, over 7,000 pupils learning through Irish medium. It's about time that was recognised properly, and not fobbed off, and that these children, that the language was protected, and that the children's rights to the proper education on a par with anything, was given. We've big enough shoulders, to recognise that we the kids do get a great deal in Irish medium education, and the standards are fantastic. It's about time that it was kind of officially recognised and given that wee bit extra layer of protection that it deserves. 50 years on.
Seamus O'Toole and children at Bunscoil Phobail Perrishta. Vincent Kearney, our Northern editor, is still with us. Vincent, on the other side, tell us about this anti-protocol rally taking place in Newton Arts later.
Yeah, this is billed as quite a big event. Labour MP Kate Hoey is one of the speakers. Jim Allister, a former member of the DUP and now one of his most outspoken critics, will also be there. We're told there'll be several thousand attending it, also with large numbers of bands. Now, there's a possibility that this anti-protocol rally will potentially also become an anti-Irish Language Act rally as well, because there's been a lot of anger about that from lawless grassroots. Now, the organisers are intent on keeping this peaceful. There have been a number of these rallies in recent weeks, and so far they have been very peaceful. A couple of, you know, little skirmishes on the edges, but nothing, no real serious trouble. Tonight is probably going to be the largest of these to date, and of course we're now into really coming into the marching season, when there'll be band parades most nights in loyalist areas, and many of those parades, in fact possibly all of those parades in the weeks ahead, could become anti-protocol rallies as well. And that of course, Gavin, will then add to the pressure on the new DUP leader, because the protocol rallies, the protocol protests on the streets will be stepped up. That will put pressure on any DUP leader to secure some kind of commitment from the British government on the issue.
Vincent Kearney in Belfast, thank you.